Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Praise the Lords podcast. And welcome to the program, people. This is episode 39 of the Praise the Lords podcast and another edition of Music Mondays. We got a jam-packed episode just because there are a lot of good releases and pretty good songs. Maybe not good. I mean, I'll get to that in a second. But definitely a lot of releases, some pushback releases. And yeah, so we're here to talk about it. And we're going to start off with the bad, unfortunately. And the bad includes the surprise album of Drake. And that is honestly Nevermind. Now, I'm saying bad because I've said already that Certified Lover Boy, his last album, was the second worst album of last year. And so I didn't really have any expectations going into this. Once I found out the news, I guess like 6-7 hours before it was going to drop at midnight. So Drake drops his surprise album, Honestly Nevermind, and it's a dance album, kind of 80s inspired, just kind of taking off what The Weeknd has done, and a lot of other artists have kind of gone on that wave recently. So he drops Honestly Nevermind, and honestly, it's not the best either, but I do think it's a hair bit better than CLB. Absolutely a tad bit and hair bit better. Just more, you know, more risks, more better ideas, I think. And just, but, you know, house dance beats, you know, Drake sounded a little weird on it. Just, but I respect the experimenting for sure. But that being said, it comes with 14 tracks, and I'd say I'd like about 4 of them. I'll tell you the 4 that I like. So the first one that I really liked was A Keeper. That one I think has a pretty good potential. One of the better Drake songs and one of the better singy songs that Drake has done, just because, you know, he every album, you know what you're going to get with a Drake project. It's going to be singing or rapping or both, you know, all that. I don't have to explain Drake to you. But this one had a lot of potential, pretty good groove, very good chorus. Then Text Going Green, I think, has potential for, like, kind of a clubbish song. I mean, I guess that was the vibe that Aubrey was going for. And, you know, I guess he gets it, you know, the clubs well, because Drake's at that point. I think I've said this in past episodes and just in the past in general. Drake's at that point where he knows he doesn't have to fully try anymore. He kind of just knows whatever he puts out is going to get plays and it's going to get talked about just because it's him. But, you know, as a, you know, I am a Drake fan, not a Drake stan. I'm a Drake fan. I miss the days of Nothing Was the Same. I know that was 9 years ago. And honestly, I miss, I guess, even like More Life was good. I thought More Life had a lot of really good songs and good concepts. I wish that the song with Kanye West was a little bit better, because it's sad that that's the one real collaboration from the two, not counting Forever that they did with Em and Wayne for back in the day. But, you know, he's had projects like that, and it's a shame that it's kind of, it's just a shame that it's gotten to this point. So, but that being said, then Liability, I thought, was a very good kind of Chopped and Screwed vibed song. Definitely inspired by the Chopped and Screwed Houston vibe. I liked it. Reminded me of a lot of other Chopped and Screwed, really good Chopped and Screwed songs. So this was, I think Drake did a really good job on this one. And then we go to, I think, the best song on the project. And, of course, because it was hip-hop inspired, and Drake and 21 Savage, Jimmy Cooks, which Drake and 21 Savage have not dropped a really bad collaboration. Even on CLB, one of the few, maybe like two songs I liked from that project was Knife Talk. And that was the Project Pat and 21 Savage. And that, to me, showed like, wow, they got some chemistry. They've done good. I mean, Sneakin' was the first song that I heard. That was the first song I ever heard of 21 Savage. So to me, that was impressive. And yeah, this is the best song. 21 had a lot of good little punchlines. I'm going to get them up right now. I just want to, because there were a couple of lines that got me laughing a little bit. And basically, in true 21 Savage fashion, just throws in those. This is very good verse from him. He throws in those one-liners and stuff. If I was Will Smith, I would have slapped him with a stick. You know, referencing the Will Smith Chris Rock incident from the Oscars. But he would have done it with a gun. You know, that shit. That's some Sopranos shit. That's some gangster shit. But, you know, that's 21 for you. And that, yeah, that just was the, according to this, he actually, Pop of My Collar, you know, yeah, I did hear a little bit of Pop of My Collar in there from 3-6 Mafia. So, again, another good verse, really good verse. And honestly, that's all I really have to say about Honestly Nevermind. It's just Drake experimenting with some house dance beats, 80s inspired for some. And just, you know, some ideas were good and some just didn't hit. And it's a shame. I mean, I don't know what more to expect from Drake. I think we're just at this point where, like I just said before, he's going to put out whatever the hell he's going to put out, and he knows it's going to get plays. And, you know, for me at this point, it usually gets a song or two out of me. But project-wise, no. He hasn't had a good project since More Life. Because even Dark Lane demo tapes had really big duds. And then, you know, I don't even have to go over CLB. And now we got Honestly Nevermind. But a step in the right direction, sort of, just in terms of it being, you know, just having a lot more better songs than his last project. But, you know, so Honestly Nevermind, I get it. Maybe like a 4.5. You know, cause it had moments. It had, you know, he tried. Just didn't work. And, you know, I know he said that, you know, oh, people don't get it. You know, maybe in a couple of years the project will be like, okay, it wasn't as bad. Because, you know, some projects tend to grow on people as years go by and stuff. So who knows? This could be maybe the next direction. But didn't hit for me. Give it a 4.5 out of 10. And, yeah, so now we move on to the project that I was very much looking forward to, just because of the streak that he was on, and that's Logic, leading up to his album that was just released, Vinyl Days. He had, I think it was like 6 or 7 singles, one starting with Tetris, and then Decades, that was a double single. Both of those songs were really good, and then Therapy Music with Russ was really good. Then Vinyl Days with DJ Premier, I can just go on with Bleed It was a very Beastie Boys inspired song, and like he nailed it on that one. He nailed the Beastie Boys vibe, and I liked it. It was good. It was just, you know, the single runs were good, and it got me to really looking forward to this, because it's been, God, so long since Logic has put really anything good out, because Bobby Tarantino 3 was bad last year. No Pressure was good. It wasn't my favorite Logic release, but it was good. I don't know. I miss the days of Incredible True Story, even Everybody, and obviously Under Pressure and his mixtape days. Because I remember I got introduced to Logic from an old friend, and he and she were very, very into him so much. And then it got me into him. And I'm like, oh, it's got that old school vibe that I loved. And turns out that that's all Logic really loves is the old school. And it's, I guess that was the critic of a lot of people. The critique of a lot of people, excuse me. And he always nailed it. He nailed it in his own way. Then, you know, going a little more mainstream, and then all the other releases that came out and stuff. Like, he tried Supermarket, and that was terrible. But, you know, going back to this album. So then the track list comes out. It's 30 tracks, but then turns out good portion of them are skits from a lot of celebrities that he got. I was impressed that Logic got a lot of these people. He got Morgan Freeman to introduce the album, kind of reminding me of Savage Mode 2 from 21 Savage and Metro Boomin. Kind of, but that's just the intro, basically saying Logic is the GOAT. I like the braggadocious nature of this so far. It's reminding me very much of old hip-hop records. And yeah, so that's the intro track called just, you know, the intro track. Then we go into track two, which is Tetris, which is the lead single. The end of the intro track actually goes well into it. So, like, it ends with the beat going into the new song. Very good transition. Tetris. And then it just, like, basically building up, you know, because the point of the Tetris game is just to build all the blocks up and stuff. So that was very good metaphors and stuff. Very good song. Very good first single. Then we got In My Lifetime with Action Bronson, which, short and sweet, just basically your back and forth freestyle, and it was great. And then you got the Funk Flex thing. It reminds you of the old, you know, Flex still does it, but just those old freestyles where people would come in and then it would just be like this, and then Flex would kind of hype you up to do more, and just it was just perfect, you know. And then you got the whole Funk Master, you know, like his intro. So Logic comes out first, really good verse. Then you got Bronson and his Bronsonness, and Logic produced the song, really good production. It reminded you of, you know, me growing up in New York. Just reminded me of all this, you know, hearing Hot 97, hearing Funk Flex, hearing all the mixes and stuff. It took you back to that, and that's perfect. That's kind of how I expected Vinyl Days to be, just based on the Vinyl Days single with DJ Premier and just kind of knowing how Logic is as an MC and everything. So then you got Decades. Then you got the skits, the first of, I think, 8 skits. But, you know, not the first of many celebrities that have got on this. So then you got J.J. Abrams, the famed movie producer, saying that he couldn't believe what he was hearing with Vinyl Days. Obviously, he got probably a copy of it first and just was loving it. Then we get into the first banger of the album. Banger, banger was Black White Boy. And again, you got another Funk Flex hyping you the fuck up. I love it. Absolutely love it. Basically, you know, I guess it's more so with the biracial shit, you know, that Logic always got flack for. Meant well with it, but always got you know, backlash from it. But again, beat is so fucking hard. His producer, Six, man, he's got a nice sound for the old school. And I'm, you know, it always sounds like he's doing what others. It's always Six, and that's just dope. That's really dope. You know, and then he basically says he does this for the Coles, the Kennys, you know, his normal shtick and stuff. But really, just really good. And then, you know, Funk Flex, after the first verse, was like, nah, 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 man, you got to do more. So then he does more, you know, Flex the hyping up. Fucking loved it. Dope. And the first banger, Black White Boy, I think my favorite song of the project. And then we get into another skit, which is, I guess you can count as a celebrity, but, you know, Mad Lib as Quasimodo. If you don't know Quasimodo, check out those projects. It's Mad Lib, high off his ass, in like a pitched-up tone, and it's really fucking good hip-hop. Comes in as Quasimodo, basically just, and then Logic raps a little bit on it. But it was impressive, you know, because they got a project that I think is coming called Magic. They dropped one song together. It was pretty good. So, again, you know, Quasimodo talking about hip-hop legends and stuff. Madlib is a legend. And then the Quasimodo projects are really dope. So, yeah, so that was Quasi. And then we head into Bleed That, which is the single that I told you about. That sounds like BC Boys. Definitely good, good tribute to the BC Boys, and it was a pretty good song too. It's a good, nice hype song. Then we go into La Donda, which is a good, it's a good song, but not without its weird lyrics from Logic at one point, where he goes into talking about famed YouTube music critic Anthony Fantano, basically saying that he had fantasies of murdering him because of the negative critique that Fantano gave his music. Some rightfully deserved, some harsh, just on, you know, because that's on Fantano standards. The man gave Mac Miller Swimming a 3, so I will never understand that. And I would love for him one day to answer me or answer someone why it was a 3 out of 10, but that's besides the point. But then, you know, in recent years, they became kind of friends, and they did a couple interviews with each other, a little back and forths and stuff. I know the recent interview with Fantano came out, and it was just removed, so I got to wait to watch it once it's back up. But basically, he's like, feeling my bald spot, Anthony Fantano, you plaid shirt wearing motherfucker. I used to hate you because you shit on my music, but now we homies. I take your criticism and use it. I used to fantasize about murdering you. Kind of reminds me of that Kanye West song, I Thought About Killing You, you know, from Ye, which is my least favorite Kanye project. But it was just very uncomfortable, but then kind of just, you know, appreciating him and, you know, kind of just, yeah, I don't know. It was a very creepy one. The beat was good. Logic produced the beat really good. But again, you know, we all have our things with Fantano, but that was the way Logic went, and, you know, it is what it is. And then we get, I was very disappointed in this, because I saw, once I saw the track list come out, I'm like, oh, shit. Aaron Judge, the outfielder for the New York Yankees, who's one of the best baseball players around right now, I saw him on the track list, and I was like, oh, shit, an Aaron Judge song. Like, that's pretty dope. Like, how's that going to sound? Like, you know, what's he going to rap about? Is he going to rap about Aaron Judge and just kind of, like, certain things, you know, him being tall or something? Like, maybe, like, metaphors in terms of, like, oh, I'm this big in the rap game. I'm this tall in the rap game. I'm hitting shit like, you know, like Barry Bonds, like the Kanye West song, you know, that kind of thing. But just turns out it was a skit of Aaron calling Logic and then saying, because when Logic and Wiz Khalifa go on tour, they have a stop at Barclays Center in Brooklyn. So unfortunately, I'm not going to this tour. They're not coming to Florida. But it was a pretty dope phone call in a way because, you know, then I looked at the Yankees schedule, actually, and when they're playing around Barclays, or when they're playing, when they're going to be there, and turns out that there's a series against Tampa that week. So that was pretty impressive. Didn't really expect Logic to know Aaron Judge or vice versa, you know, that kind of thing. But it was a nice surprise. But the beat on it, I'm just very disappointed. I think Logic missed a big chance on going hard on a beat like that and just, like, kind of seeing it build up, how nice that would be. But, you know, we got a skit. We got a good beat for at least 20-something seconds. And then we go into the next track, which is Clouds with Currency and Langston Bristol. And all of them did their thing. Currency with his nice, you know, stoned out, laid back flow. Really good verse. Logic had a good verse. I like this Langston dude. Never heard of him. I don't know if that's bad or good, but, you know, everyone did their damn thing, honestly. So, and then we get into the next track. Mike, you know, then he gets another skit, Michael Rapaport, basically kind of trolling him and ripping on him for being, you know, this four-eyed biracial fuck is basically what he said in it. You know, Michael Rapaport, mixed bag on him, but whatever. I think the message behind this skit, and then because it's going to lead into the next track, and I'll explain that why. Basically, just kind of saying the shit that you see on Twitter that a lot of the hate was for Logic, you know, with the biracial shit, the nerdy look and shit like that. But, you know, that's the internet. They'll troll you. They'll always troll anybody. So I think that's kind of what the message was, it seemed. Because then it leads into therapy music, which, you know, after all this hate and stuff would obviously land anyone into therapy. Just very good transition. The therapy music was the best single out of it, or one of the best singles out of it. Both came to do their thing. You know, when you hear, you know, because Logic and G-Eazy came out with a song, and that one was terrible. Logic and Eminem came out with a song, and that was good. So, you know, it's always a mixed bag on white rapper, basically. You know, Logic by Rachel, but whatever. But they both did their thing. Russ has been on a real good hot streak over the last, I say, 2 years. Really good hot streak. Chomp 2 was great. Chomp was great. Even his last album was really good. So he's been on a streak. But so then we get that. Then we get Tony Revolori. I had to Google who that was, honestly. Now I know who it is. Basically, kind of reminded me of the old Logic mixtapes where they had that Marty Randolph guy call. Kind of reminded me of that. Basically, just pushy, pushy, pushy. Like wanting to watch movies and shit. It was kind of funny. Creepy, obviously, but that was the point and the vibe of what they were wanting to do. Then we get into Rogue One. Again, another flex. Bless the song, where it's building up. And Logic goes hard on a really good beat. Very short, only about a minute and 30 seconds. So that's what sucks. But again, just keeping that old school radio vibe of New York hip hop, or just, you know, back then, perfect. Then we get into Breath Control with Wiz Khalifa, which flips going into Logic's verse, flips to the, I think it was the In the Cut instrumental from the Kush and OJ days. And then name drops Mac Miller about listening to kids, and then, you know, the Wiz back then, because that's what I was doing as well. But again, it was nice to really see Logic and Wiz come together like that. They actually have really good chemistry. But it was nice to kind of hear In the Cut, or just, you know, Kush and OJ vibes. And then we go into Nems, which, if you don't know who Nems is, if you don't remember these viral moments, you know.
Fuck your life!
Bing bang!
Fuck your life!
Bing bang!
Yeah. Oh, and, well, one more. Bing bang. Yeah. So if you don't remember those from the summer of our last year, that is Nems, and he has a skit on here. Then we go into the next track, another skit, Nardwar, but, you know, then it has a nice verse from this rapper, Don D, who, Doc D, I'm sorry, that's Logic. I thought, damn, like, that's, wow, I'm just realizing this now in real time. I thought it was some old school, like, maybe underground battle rapper, but it turns out it's Logic, and I thought this was really fucking good. Damn, Bobby. All right, you fooled me. Really good. Nardwar, obviously being the YouTuber from Canada who likes to, you know, interviews musicians and then kind of gives them weird gifts. It's very funny interview, but he's very popular out there. So that was cool. Then we get into Kick Style, which reminds me of the old school Logic. He even got C-Dot Castro. Remember Castro from the old songs like Ballin' and stuff? Then, you know, Big Limbo, and then you got another one. What's his name? It's slipping my mind right now. I am J Mars, and then it just reminded me of the 24 freestyle from years ago. Reminded me of just all the old Logic stuff, you know, from his with his Maryland boys and shit. So, Kick Style is the name of the track, and Kick Style, really good. Really good back and forth rap, you know, like the freestyles and shit. Really just, Logic's doing really good with these. And then you got Early Bird. It was Earl Sweatshirt. And then instrumental break. And then you got Dwight from The Office, Rainn Wilson, calling in. And then, you know, basically telling a dad joke, it would be logical to call me back, you know, with the Dwight kind of sense of humor. That was dope. Again, another celebrity. Then after this one, we get back into the music. Let me just get back to the track list here. Then we get 10 Years with Royce da 5'9", another true nice hip-hop cut, both doing their thing. Really good lyrics, bars for bars, et cetera, et cetera. Just another really good track. Then we get into Porta One, which I saw RZA on it, and I was very intrigued. You know, again, has the Funkmaster Flex intro, so you know it's going to be another fucking banger. And then I was so shocked to hear Bring the Ruckus. I was like, motherfucker, he sampled Bring the Ruckus. And I'm like, oh, no, man, what is you doing? But then you obviously have RZA, so you got the blessing. And then you get into RZA's verse, and he raps, you know, like hardcore, like porno flick bitches, you know, the memorable line from the song. And it got my blessing. I mean, you know, sometimes it's really just you don't know how to feel when newer artists sample like those kind of songs. But Logic the Good, he obviously got RZA and the Clan's blessing. Another banger one, Porta One. Then we head into the next track, next skit with Anthony Fantano. So clearly, you know, no love lost, all love found. You know, gets a verse on the album. Not a verse, a skit, excuse me. And then we get into introducing Nezzy. And Nezzy had the best, easily one of the best verses on this project. And I never heard of her, obviously. This is probably a new artist for probably Logic's record label. But very good. Kind of reminded me of, I guess, like Foxy Brown, like from the, like the It Was Written Nas. That's kind of the vibe I was kind of getting. But really just, you know, good. I like the T.I. line, the 24s, because of the one song, 24s from T.I. from, God, one of his early albums before he really went mean. But, yeah, Nezzy had easily one of the best verse, so shout out to her. Shout out to Logic for this song, too. Then you get Orville, which was a really good banger, featuring rappers Blue and Exile. And Orville, obviously, kind of going up against, or just talking about the series, the Seth MacFarlane series. That's what I would get, because I kind of got the point, you know, where Logic in the first verse is like, nerd shit my preference, so I kind of makes sense. And again, another Fantano link. He said that he gave Logic connected with Blue and Exile. So that was, you know, again, such a weird friendship. Such a, you know, something that I wouldn't expect. And then you get Carnival with AZ. AZ, the legendary rapper that would rap with Life's a Bitch with Nas on Illmatic. And again, another Funkmaster Flex drop. Perfect. You know, you're always going to, and then AZ had a really good verse. Logic had a pretty good verse. I loved at the end, you know, kind of the stuttering shit like Joe Biden. Leave you stuttering to get shit out like Joe Biden. And then I loved it. Love that. and then You Can Hate Me Now, P. Diddy shit. Nice reference to that Nas song where that had Puff Daddy back in the day in 1999. So AZ, I was interested to see that collaboration. Didn't fail in my ears. Then you got another skit. Lena Waif. Basically saying, oh, this isn't what I want to do for your album, but then it makes the album, so. And then you get into Vinyl Days, the really great single with DJ Premier. It's perfect. One of Logic's best songs ever made, I think. I love DJ Premier scratching, man, at the end of any song that he's on, Gangstar, whatever, featured song, whatever. Just the way he samples and scratches, man, he's one of the best to ever fucking do it. And it's just so damn soothing to hear. And then we get into I Guess I Love It, and this had Game on it. Game, I think, actually was supposed to drop his album this week, too. Same with Joey Badass, and they... Joey Badass said he couldn't get a sample clear. People on the internet were like, oh, because Drake's dropping. Maybe so, maybe not, who knows. But Game was supposed to drop Drillmatic this week, I believe, too, and he didn't. And then Game comes here with a verse, an okay verse, not one of my favorite verses that I hear from him. You know, he does his name dropping, he talks about Stillmatic, he talks about Jay-Z. You know, you haven't heard that a lot. you know, not like Game has ever mentioned Jay-Z in songs and stuff like that. But an okay verse. Then Logic, you know, this, I guess this was not one of my favorite ones. I saw the that he would be featured, and I had obviously hopes, and I guess this didn't go over well. I think their styles are just a little too different. But you know, that being said, that one is I guess I love it. And then we get into the final track of the album, which is kind of like a spoken word song with a lot of stories being told of Logic's time at Def Jam, even getting a couple people dropping a couple people's names. And then basically the whole thing is just spoken word, just kind of saying the ups and downs he had with Def Jam, the people he loved, the people that he hated, and just it was nice. And then at the end, you get another spoken word, not from Logic, but from somebody else. Turns out, I just saw now, it was a partner for Madlib called Egon. And then basically just describing how Logic is just trying to save the essence of old school hip hop and stuff, which is the truth. I thought it was a nice way to end the album, though. You know, Logic saying goodbye to Def Jam, or goodbye, or fuck you, however you know you want to take the song. How I took it was kind of a big fuck you, but then respecting the people that obviously were trying to do the best for him as well. So, but that being said, Final Days, 30 tracks in, about an hour and 10 minutes. Easily one of Logic's best releases in years. There's not a doubt. Just love the whole old school vibe. The short song concepts. I was wanting more on a lot, but what I got was good. I just thought it could have been greater if you added more just to say like the Bronson song, or just more to like fucking Rogue One, or even Black White Boy. At least Black White Boy got two verses. But yeah, honestly, Logic, one of Logic's best releases in years, and one of the best hip hop albums, I think, this year. He didn't disappoint. Got the whole old school vibe going, the Funkmaster Flex. I love that. My favorite thing about it, kind of taking, I guess, cues from Tyler the Creator when he did with DJ Drama, but still really good. Loved it. It's an 8 out of 10 for me. One of the best hip hop projects of the year. Shout out Logic. Shout out Vinyl Days. Can't wait till it actually drops on vinyl. I'm gonna be dropping cash on that for sure. Give it a listen. And then another good album was West Side Boogie, a rapper from Shady Records, dropped More Black Superheroes. Very solid project. Really good songs. Really good. Boogie's just very talented. He's a singer, rapper, but he's very talented. Got a different type of voice that you don't normally hear in hip-hop, but a solid project from West Side Boogie. Conway Big Ghost dropped another album. Very good album. But it's on Bandcamp and DatPiff. You couldn't really find it on streaming. Don't think it's on streaming yet, but it'll probably get there eventually. And then two singles I want to talk about before I head out. Eminem and CeeLo dropped their long-awaited Elvis from the Elvis movie collaboration called The King and I. Not the best Eminem song. CeeLo was okay on the chorus. It's just I don't think they mix well together. Eminem came in good. You know, obviously the beat, I think, has an Elvis sample because it's for the Elvis movie. A couple of Elvis name drops, stuff like that. But not my favorite Eminem song. Didn't think the chemistry was all there. And then we got FKA Twigs with Killer. Really good track. FKA Twigs doesn't disappoint. You should listen to her recent mixtape release that was released just in the beginning of the year. I highly recommend it. And yeah, a lot of good music this week, and then a lot of just mid music. Shout out Drake for the mid music. I'm hoping you get there, man. I miss the old Drake. You said it in headlines over 10 years ago. Now we really miss the old Drake, man. What a shame. But that is Music Monday this week, people. Thank you all for continuing to listen, and for new listeners, thank you again. Yeah, so great to be back again. But I'm going to leave this before you leave.
Fuck your life!
Bing bong.